Greetings from the Orthopedic Clinic, HPI. The 64-year-old lady is here at the request of her PCP for orthopedic evaluation. The patient gives a history of low back pain, radiating to her bilateral feet with paresthesia, numbness, and claudication of the lower extremities for last 4 months. The patient has been treated with naproxen and Celebrex without much relief of her symptoms. She has difficulty with prolonged standing and walking more than one block. Pain is relieved by sitting down and by leaning forward. The patient denies any urine or bowel leakage. There is no history of any trauma to her back. She has a history of osteoporosis for which she was treated and a history of myocardial infarction a year ago. She denies drinking alcohol or smoking and is a retired sales manager by profession. Past medical history: chronic low back pain, hypertension, MI, osteoporosis, appendectomy, and hysterectomy. Current medications: Acupil, HCTZ, Verapamil, Isosorbide, Telazosin, Zoco, Naproxen, and Celebrex. Allergies: no known drug allergies. Physical examination: the patient is alert and oriented times 3, in no acute distress. She is afebrile. Her gait is slow. She is able to ambulate on heels and toes and transfer to the exam table. Range of motion of the lumbosacral spine is moderately restricted in extension. There is no tenderness to palpation on the paraspinals. Straight leg raising test is negative bilaterally. Range of motion of both hips and knees is intact. Strength is 5 over 5 and DTRs are normal. Neurological examination is unremarkable. Pedal pulses are bilaterally palpable. There is no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema. Neck movements are full and intact. Data: X-rays of the lumbosacral spine reveal diffuse degenerative changes, especially at the lateral facet joints, with suspicion for spinal stenosis. Assessment: degenerative arthritis of the spine with lumbar spinal stenosis. Plan: the patient is referred for MRI of the lumbosacral spine and instructed on activity modification. She can use heating pads to her lower back and is instructed on minimal weight bearing and instructed on stretching exercises. Written after the MRI is completed in 1 week. If her pain worsens, she is to go to the urgent care immediately. That's the end of dictation. Thank you.